Ready to start? Good morning, gentlemen. My name is Aaron Lankry. I'm part of the establishment here. And my intention of my share today is to compliment each and every one of you and to define what is Yeshivas Ben Hazmanim. Obviously, you're giving up from your time, from your fun, your pleasure, and you're maintaining a matzav of asmada, and it's something that we need to commend and to compliment. And that's the objective of today's shiur. So we're going to start off with the Gemara in Moed Katan. And Daftesom and Aleph. Rav Yonasan ben Asimoi v'Rav Yehuda ben Gerim. These two people, Tkufas Amaroim, they were converts, they were Gerim. Obviously, Gerit Tzedek. They were learning Parshas Nedarim. And they decided that they were going to leave the Rebbe. Who is the Rebbe? Rav Shimon bar Yochai. In the evening they left him. They said, Kol Tuv to the Rebbe. And in the morning they came back. And Rav Shimon said to them, didn't you say goodbye last night? And they said, yes, but we've learned from you that regardless if we said goodbye last night, nevertheless, today, we have to say goodbye again. So he looks to his son, Rav Shimon bar Yochai looks to his son, and he says to them, says to his son, go get a brocha from these gentlemen. And he uses a very, very unique language. He says, because there are anoshim shel tzuro. There are people that have a form, they have a shape. Rashi says, Anoshim Chachomim, which is a very fascinating thing because generally we try to get brachas from Rebbes, Tzaddikim, Babas. And here, Chazal or Shimon bar Yochai is coming and telling us, you know who you get a bracha from? A person that is Anoshim Shel Tzura. People that have shape. Now what does that mean, you have shape? They're in good shape, they're in bad shape. From where we come from, round is also a shape. It's a shape. What is this shape concept? What is that? So much so that if you have shape, it's kedai to get a brocha. So it needs a little bill. But as the Gemara continues, we learn a halacha from this Gemara. And the halacha is, in regards to mitzvahs Talmud Torah, that Talmud Torah, you're not mevatel. You never mevatel Talmud Torah. The only time you mevatel Talmud Torah is only when it's a mitzvah, she'ef shalet v'sel adecher. If there's a mitzvah that's possible, that other people can do, you don't get involved in the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Nobody else is able to accomplish that mitzvah. So then you have an inyan of, look, you got to close the gemara. We started to speak upon this last night. Today we're going to expound. There's another gemara in Sukkah Chavav that teaches us a lesson called Hiluch Lidvar Mitzvah. So it's part of from the Sukkah. So here the case was a Maisut Rab Chizda, Rav Bar Huna, they were going to Aliyah L'Regel L'Bein Rosh Golusa, they were going to see the Rebbe, the Rosh Golusa, and therefore they were potter from Sukkah. So Mikan Loimdim, from this Gemara in Sukkah Chavav, they learn a very fascinating insight, that Hiluch L'Dvar Mitzvah, Hiluch L'Torah is potter. You're going to learn, so therefore you become potter, Isaac B'Mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. To which the Achronim asked a fabulous kasha, how could it be that Hiluch is greater than Talmud Torah Atzma? So Osameach brings this kasha, and he's Mechadish Chidush. And the Chidush is fascinating Chidush, because he's Mechalik between regular Talmud Torah and Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. Shimush Talmidei Chachamim, it's a whole different level. It's a whole different level. So these Talmidei Chachamim, they were engaging in what's called Shimush. G'doy l'shimush yosem elimuda, because then you actually come out with a clear understanding of what needs to be done. There's many, many maisalach of where fathers took their children to come see G'doylim. It's not just because they should, when they get a picture of the Gadol, they should recognize the Gadol. They should see the Hoylech Yelech, the Yom Yom, how does the Gadol work, how does he interact. And therefore, you learn from his maisim. And that is greater than anything else. So that's in the Rameisim, or Sameach, and Meshachachman speaks that out. In Mishmeres Chaim, he brings a fascinating insight. He also presents this question, and he first gives an understanding based upon the Meiri, why is it the concept of Talmud Torah is obviously a mitzvah, and Yosef mitzvah is part of the mitzvah, so why is it when it comes to Talmud Torah, which you know, the Mishnah, Talmud Torah is connected kulam, all of a sudden, if you have a mitzvah, she'efshal z'anachem yivatlin Talmud Torah. So he brings a Meiri in two places, in Shabbos, and also in Moed Katan, and explains the concept that the mitzvah is the limud, the Torah is almanas lasas. You're doing, you're learning Torah so that you should act upon it. So when a mitzvah comes upon, and see if so it's time to act upon the mitzvah. Your whole purpose of learning is almanas lasas. So if you're not, so if you have the opportunity to do, and you get clogged up, there's no one else that can do it. So it's your mavatul Talmud Torah. But nevertheless, he wants to give a very creative teretz into the chiluk between hiluch l'Talmud Torah versus Talmud Torah atzma. And he says like this, based upon our gun, the Gros says that we have to understand that when we take a blat Gemara and we start learning, every word we say, it's a kiyum mitzvahs Talmud Torah. So what happens? You're reading 400 words, boom, every word mitzvahs say. So he says, here's the chilek. As you read each word, you makayim a mitzvah. So that means to say there's a pause between one word to the next word. So in that pause, from one word to the next word, separate mitzvah. So if a new mitzvah pops in while you're learning in the Shiv Shal Zedam Acherim, so you can go do that other mitzvah. Ma Shein Ken Hiluch. It's one long mitzvah. I'm going from here to there. Till I get there, I'm involved in this mitzvah. When I'm involved in this mitzvah, I'm Oisik B'Mitzvah. I'm Oisik B'Mitzvahs. I'm Oisik B'Mitzvah. And that Oisik B'Mitzvah, it's paters me from other mitzvahs. So it's not that hiluch be'etzem is a greater accomplishment than actual Talmud Torah, because that's what it will seem to be. Because if hiluch is not mevato and in Talmud Torah you are mevato, so it seemed to be that hiluch is greater. But that's not the case, because hiluch is one continuous mitzvah and Talmud Torah is stagnated mitzvah. It may be rapid mitzvahs, If you reach Tayeb Mikra, boom, 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 you're doing a bunch of mitzvahs. So therefore, the continuity of constant mitzvahs allows it that there should be a situation where that there is an opportunity to do another mitzvah. So when another mitzvah slides in between two mitzvahs, you can't say, I see a mitzvah, but the minute mitzvah, because that mitzvah already ended. That's the lumdis of Rav Scheinberg, to which last night we expressed a little bit tamua, and that is the essence of the complement of Yeshivas Ben Azmanim. And what's tamua is, because when I'm reading one word and I'm going to the next word, that means to say between words is also hiluch lebar mitzvah. I'm hiluch. So if I'm in a matzah of hiluch, then I should invite to be potter. I'm asik be mitzvah. The same way hiluch to go mekabel pnei rabbi is asik be mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. So too between words, between each word, there's a situation of hiluch. So if you want to say Talmud Torah is each word in itself, it's its own word, and therefore, oh, in between the words, but between this word and the next word, I'm in the middle of learning, it should be hiluch. It's the compliment to all the participants of Yeshivas Ben Azmanim is that it's not Yeshivas Ben Azmanim, it's a continuity. Yeshivas Ben Azmanim is the continuation of Torah. You're not just, it's not you being mafsik, you're continuously learning. And therefore, each and every one of you have to understand that according to the Gra, every second, every word, every continuous moment of learning is your schar. And we learned from Rabbi Akiva, and every Baal Musar ever spoke about was that 12 and 12 is not 24. And each and every one of you that has maintained a continuous learning from one Zman to the next Zman in Yeshivas Ben Azmanim, pshat is that you're not begedar hiluch, which is less than Talmud Torah. You're not going to learn, you're vital learning. You're continuously learning. Continuously learning, even though it may have a bechina of, according to Mishmeres Chaim, you can slice it up into different things, but even if you want to use that lomdis, it's not less than hiluch. But nevertheless, being that you're constantly involved in Limud HaTorah, in the Talmud Torah, it's to your compliment. And all of you are here, Roy, to establish the perception of what Rabbi Akiva presented. Ben Azmanim is not Ben Azmanim. Ben Azmanim was established, the Moran Beitzah says, Ben Azmanim was established for people that needed Parnasa. But here, if you're Ben Azmanim, is also a source of Parnasa. You can't beat it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're making a couple of bucks. Miyome de Nisir, Miyome de Tishir, Al Techzu Kamai. Why? Because then what's going to happen during this man? You're going to be Torah Bupanosa. Go make the bucks. If you got the bucks, so it's a shtickle win-win situation. The art of the business is if everyone's doing well, then everybody's happy. It's good for you, it's good for me, and it's gewaldic. So that's in the halachic application of the shir. I'd like to address the opening kasha concerning Anoshim Shel Tzura. What is the concept of Anoshim Shel Tzura? For that I want to take, I'm a Talmud of Rav Moshe Shapira, and I would like to take a yisoid that I learned from my Rebbe, share it with everybody, and is Hashem Bisfas of Dovers Bekever within the year. Many of you might have met him, many of you haven't met him. It was a big loss down in Israel. He brings a yesod in the beginning of Mishlei. The Gro brings the beginning of Mishlei a concept of Chaymer Tzura Poyel and Tachlis. It explains that everything in creation has the combination of these four components. Chaymer is substance, Tzura is shape, Poyel is what you can do with it, and Tachlis is the best possible use that you can do with something. Chaymer, Tzura, Poyel, Tachlis. To be more specific, Chaymer, a chair is made out of wood, table, wood, that's the Chaymer. The Tzura is the shape, it's square, it's standing. The Poyel, what can I do with the table? I can stand on it. I could use it as a block for a door. But the Tachlis of a table is to sit by it and to use it to support your Sfarim, etc. So the Mishnah Novus, that says like this. Mishnah Novus says, Ein bein chorin ele misha oisik batara. It tells us, Al tikre chorus, well, v'alucha is maise lokim hemo. The luchas were made out of God's, Hashem's own creativity. Right? And it says, Chorus ala luchas, and it was engraved on the luchas. Al tikre chorus, elo chayrus, shen lucha ben chayrin, elo misha oisik batara. All of you, Zab Tamil Chachamim, you oisik batara. So the question is, the Maral asks, is based upon this, you say, he gives a clarity. How do you get, I mean, if we were to make such drushes today, they would stone us. How do you get from chorus, engraving, to chorus, which is freedom? How do you stretch it? If some rabbi in Oklahoma would make this drusha, we'd call him a koifer. What are you doing, making up drushes? Chazal, there has to be a structure to it. How does it work? So the morale gives an explanation based upon the concept of Chomer, Tzura, Poyel, and Tachlis. Tachlis means to say the best possible use. And it goes like this. If you take a stone, the Chomer is carbon, let's say. The Tzura is whatever the shape the stone is. The Poyel, you can do many things with a stone. You can build a house. You can throw it and scream Shabbos. There are many things you could do with a stone. But what's the tachlis? What is the best thing that could ever happen to a stone in the world? To become luchas elokim. When you reach your purpose, you've become free. You're free. So for the lucha is al tikre chorus el chorus. Al tikre chorus, don't read it engraved, but read it freedom. Because if I'm a stone and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to use me for the luchas elokim to bring the truth to the world, there's no better thing that can happen to a stone than to become luchas abris. There's no greater thing. So the stone reaches its potential and therefore it's free through the fact that it became luchas habris. So cherus and chorus is the same concept. By engraving onto a stone, you're bringing it to its potential. En ben chorin ela misha oisik batara, because when you're a Talmud Chacham and you're a ben yeshiva and you come to a yeshiva's ben azmanim, what happens is you reach your potential. You continuously grow. As you grow, you reach your potential. What does it come out from that? You become free. Everyone that wants to feel free and feel liberated, to feel excited and excited about his pneumius, you got to put in the effort. But continuously steiging, you become that person that becomes free. So that's what tachlis means. But what about chomer and tzura? What does chomer mean? What does tzura mean? It's a very fascinating thing. Bereishis bara Elokim es haShemayim v'es haAretz. In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim and the Aretz. V'aretz hayita tohu v'vohu. V'ruach Elokim rachefes al pnei hamayim. These psukim we all know, we just learned them yesterday, and it needs a certain clarity. Rav Moshe explains the clarity in these two psukim as an expression of Chaymer versus Tzura. Now, what needs to be understood? Chaymer, we said, is substance. Tzura is really shape. Tohu and Bohu. What is Tohu? Tohu is substance. Leloi Tzura. Bohu is Tzura that was put upon the substance. You've taken substance and you've given it. Boy who, Lashon Ramban. Lashon Yevonim, and these concepts have been adapted in the Mizgayer through the Rambam, Rav Sadia Goyen, and we're going to see it also the Gemara. Mizgayer, this terminology of Tzura, because it was adapted from the Greeks, that they defined Chomer Tzura Poel and Tax. They called it Yuli. The Ramban brings it in the beginning of Bereishis. What is Yuli? Again, it's Tzura, which is mislabish on Pan Chomer. Tohu is Mloshin Toe, meaning to say it's, we don't know what it is. Bohu is already when you're already giving it to the Tzura. Bereishis bara Elokim es haShemayim v'es haAretz. The Shemayim is the ultimate Tzura, and the Aretz is the ultimate Chomer. We need to take the Aretz and build it into the absolute Tzura Elokis. Avodas HaAdam in this world is to take his Tzura and make it into Tzuras Elokim. Tzuras HaAdam. What is Tzuras HaAdam? Adam Eloshin Adame LeElokim. To be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However that's going to express itself through the course of learning, through davening, through chesed, through chule. But that is the mission of a man. Avoid us, Adam, is to take his chomer and turn it into a tzura elokis, tzura Adam. Let's take this a step further. Why is this important to know? What's important to know is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Tohu independent of Bohu. Why does the chomer have to be independent from the tzura? Because if it was put together as one, then if there would be his batlus of that entity, it would never have a possibility of tikkun. In other words, you have to have tohu and you have to have bo. And you hear many times in Lashon Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if they don't do tshuva, he machs it da'ilu letohu. So we think the HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world. No, he's going to bring it back to a situation that he can rebuild the world. But it doesn't mean to say it's going to be totally annihilated. So the Lashon Tohu is bringing it back to its essence. When something is brought back to its essence, then it has the possibility to be rebuilt into a positive Tzura. Shine. Let's take this a step further. Let's understand that every Chomer wants to be Mischaber with a Tzura, and every Tzura needs Chomer in order to grow. Without it, if it doesn't have chomer, it can never turn into. If a wall wants to be a wall, it has a tzura of a wall, it has to have rocks and mortar and water and all those combinations. So the greatest combination, the greatest zivug in the world, is between chomer and tzura. Let's take this a step further. There's something in creation that is different than everything else, and that is water. Water is the only thing in creation that it's chomer and it never gets a tzura. Not only that, anything that you put into water over time will lose its tzura. So here you go. I think I lost the microphone. Can you hear me anyway? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? You have to turn it on. Okay, moving right along. Water is a substance that never gets a tzura. If you put it into a cup, it takes the shape of a cup. If you put it into a ball, it takes the shape of the ball. It never gets tzura into itself. But every tzura in the world needs water in order for it to grow. Every tree, the grass. Everything in the world needs water in order to maintain its tzura. Meidach gisa, if you take something, detach it from the ground, and you put it back into the water, it dissolves. It dissolves everything. It makes everything grow, and it also destroys everything. The concept of destruction that's caused by water, pasuk in this week's parsha, vayamach kol nayikum miuch. When you take everything, you put it back into water, what happens? It dissolves. It dissolves. So you can learn a very fascinating thing from this. What is the concept of when we curse somebody and we say Yimach Shemo? It means to say that the tzura that he has today should dissolve and it should go back to Chomer and then it should be rebuilt. Mocha Emche Zecher Amalek. What are we trying to accomplish? It's not just trying to, we hate people. Oh, Amalek, we want to kill you. On the contrary, we want to be memaich their tzura, bring them back to the matzav of Chaimer and rebuild them. It's not just destruction, but it's reconstruction. That's the intention. To rebuild the world. Everything by Yibum is lo yimachesh shemoy. His name shouldn't be Elamai. We want to rebuild his name. So it goes like this. The concept and the Gemara in Moed Katan you have these two Amroim that are Ben Gerim, they're Gerim themselves, and they have a very interesting dialogue with the son of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. They learn with him a bunch of different halachas. And then afterwards, they ask him, what are you doing here? He says, well, my tati sent him to get a bracha. And they give him a bracha. Oh, you came for a bracha. And they give him a bracha that every part of this bracha sounds like the absolute destruction. He's all ungesetzt. They say his house should be destroyed and he should have anyway orchim. Tael veloy tipok, tipok veloy tael, lichar betach, velete voshvizich lebal veportach, veloy techzi shata, chadato, you should never see 1 hour of rest. Every single part of their bracha sounds like a disaster. He goes back to his father, Rav Shimon, Tata, what's going on here? His father says to him, that's not a clovis, he didn't curse at you. They're giving you a bracha. If you look into the depths of every aspect of this bracha, you'll understand that what they, in essence, did is dissect the chomer from the tzura. He took every aspect of Chomer and Tzura and told him that he should never lose his Tzura. Even though under normal circumstances, right, the Chayr Betach should have a lot of kids, right, they'll destroy the house. No, but that he, Gufa, is building. In other words, every aspect of Chomer and every aspect of Tzura, even though it looks counterproductive, but in your application should always be productive. I would like to end with a bracha for all the participants of Yeshivas Ben Azmanim. You know, this Chazal said that Bitula is the Kiyuma of why you're learning. But you'll see many things in Chazal, many things in Torah, that the contrary of what it is, that's really the Metzius. Meaning to say is, you have an Eved, you're not allowed to, but just to that he should be strong and maintain his strength, you gotta give him work to do, even though there's no tachlis in that work. When it comes to Torah, the hasmada and the extra time that you talmidim have put in, obviously it's not just for the money, but it's the continuity of learning. This continuity of learning, even though the bitula zui kiyuma, you need time to take off to regenerate. Be'ezrat Hashem, because you've put in this extra time, you'll see tremendous siyata d'shmaya, this man in your learning. Should be mivorech, via elyon. And what I see over here is a beautiful group of talmidei chachamim. They have the tzuras ha'odom. They've taken their time, they've taken their chomer, and you've evolved and you've grown. Lav hayom kama Yosef ikad b'shuka. In the shuk there are many Yosefs, but if not for the times that you've taken out to continuously learn, what would be? So I'd like to thank all of you. I'd like to encourage all of you. And looking forward to seeing all of you next Ben Azmanim. Shkoyach, thank you.